From the team at news.com.au, this is the latest from the newsroom.
How Anthony Albanese intends to combat violence against women, Qantas rocked by a huge privacy breach, and a social media faux pas from Barbara Streisand. All of that is coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 1st of May. We'll be back after this. Well, an emergency national cabinet meeting was held today to discuss the issue of male violence against women. After the meeting, Anthony Albanese announced a range of new measures.
We can announce the government will invest $925 million over 5 years to permanently establish the Leaving Violence program so that those escaping violence can receive financial support, safety assessments, and referrals to support pathways.
Moving on, Qantas was rocked by a massive privacy breach today. Here to explain is news.com.au's travel editor, Vanessa Brown.
Yeah, look, it's all to do with the airline's mobile app, with users receiving personal customer details other than their own. Now, the app had a planned update, as all apps do, but with that came a small tech issue that meant some customers had access to other passengers' information, like boarding passes, on the app. Now, Qantas were very quick to respond, and the issue has now been resolved. And while not many customers have been impacted by this, it does highlight the prospect of scammers using information that's linked to a boarding pass. So a bit of a privacy concern for some.
Overseas now, Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed Israel will proceed with an offensive on the city of Rafah in southern Gaza, even if renewed efforts at internationally brokered talks with Hamas result in the release of hostages and a ceasefire. Speaking from Jerusalem, the Israeli Prime Minister said that the idea that we will halt the war before achieving all of its goals is out of the question. Netanyahu said troops would enter Rafah and eliminate the Hamas battalions there with or without a deal in order to achieve total victory. The city on the Egyptian border is the only part of the Palestinian territory that has not faced ground fighting. To radio news, Kyle and Jackie O interviewed the man with the world's biggest penis this morning. Here's a bit of the revealing chat.
Is it true that you gave one of your dates a concussion from it?
Well, yeah, I don't know if it was a concussion, like, you know, medically fine. She actually went to the hospital to check her out. She was a bit dazed, but, you know, whether or not that was a full concussion, I don't know.
How was she injured?
During a very frenzied undressing, and I just turned quite quickly.
Oh, it was like getting hit with a baseball bat. Is that what you're
saying? Pretty much. Unintentional.
Jesus.
And in celebrity news, Barbara Streisand is a tad embarrassed after a social media slip-up. Here's the deal. Bridesmaid star Melissa McCarthy posted a photo of herself on Instagram. She looked great. So great, in fact, that Streisand commented below the pic, "Did you take Ozempic?" The comment went viral and a mortified Streisand released a statement today saying, "Oh my God, I just wanted to pay her a compliment. I forgot the world is reading." We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, boxer Harry Garside has shared some rather X-rated news with fans. The 26-year-old has revealed he will be abstaining from sex until he's finished competing at the Olympics. Garside said he used a similar tactic before the Tokyo Olympics, where he won a bronze medal. It's going to be a long 98 days for him, that's for sure. And in more boxing news, former world champion Dingaan Thabela has been found dead at his home in Johannesburg. The 57-year-old, credited with uniting both black and white supporters during his career, died after a short battle with illness. You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus. Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.